Ottawa, Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland introduced the 2024 federal budget on Tuesday. Some key highlights. Housing. In hopes of building nearly 3.9 million new homes across Canada by 2031, the government plans to increase the capital cost allowance rate for apartments from 4 to 10%, allowing builders larger tax write-offs. Extend the mortgage amortization period to 30 years for first-time homebuyers purchasing new builds. Make more public lands available for home construction, including Canada Post and National Defence properties, and lease land to developers. Spend $250 million over 2 years to address the urgent issue of encampments and a shortage of shelter space for homeless people. Taxes. High-worth individuals, corporations and trusts will pay more in capital gains taxes. The inclusion rate increases to 66%, up from 50%, on capital gains above $250,000 for individuals and on all capital gains for corporations and trusts. The change is expected to yield an additional $19.4 billion over 4 years. Excise taxes on tobacco and vaping products are going up. $4 on a carton of cigarettes and by 12% on vape supplies. For a total of nearly $1.7 billion in revenue over 5 years. Students. The government will spend $48 million over 4 years and $15.8 million thereafter to forgive the loans of early childhood educators. Another $253.8 million over 4 years, plus $84.3 million a year thereafter, will go towards loan forgiveness for a host of health and education workers, including hygienists, pharmacists, teachers and social workers. Public safety and justice. The government plans to amend the criminal code to create new criminal offenses for auto theft involving violence or with links to organized crime. They also plan to take steps to criminalize the possession or distribution of electronic devices used to steal cars and regulate such devices. It will cost $52 million over 5 years to enact and enforce the new Online Harms Act, which requires large online platforms to act responsibly, and creates a new commission and ombudsperson for digital safety. There's new money to combat hate, including $273.6 million over 6 years for community outreach, law enforcement, counter-radicalization and victim support. $32 million over 6 years and $11 million a year thereafter for the Security Infrastructure Program, which funds physical security for community and religious hubs. $7.3 million over 6 years for each of the Special Envoy on Preserving Holocaust Remembrance and Combating Anti-Semitism and the Special Representative on Combating Islamophobia. Environmental policies. More than $900 million over 6 years for greener homes and energy efficiency programs. Ottawa also plans a national flood insurance program by 2025, providing $15 million to the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corp. And it is creating several new parks and wildlife preserves, including in British Columbia, Prince Edward Island and Windsor, Ontario. For businesses. A 10% tax credit for the cost of buildings used for key parts of the electric vehicle supply chain over the next 10 years. A 15% tax credit over the same period for eligible investments in new equipment or refurbishments for clean electricity. A new tax credit for about 600,000 small and medium-sized businesses worth $2.5 billion that disburses fuel charge proceeds dating back to 2019. Healthcare. The first programs to cover contraceptives and diabetes medication and supplies, part of the government's new PharmaCare plan, are expected to cost $1.5 billion over 5 years. The budget also includes $150 million over 3 years for an emergency treatment fund to help municipalities and Indigenous communities deal with the opioid crisis. It also provides $6.1 billion over 6 years and $1.4 billion a year thereafter for the Canada Disability Benefit and related costs. On mental health, the government will set up a $500 million fund to help community health organizations give more mental health care to young people. Legislate a right to disconnect for federally regulated workplaces. Put $630 million towards access to mental health services for Indigenous peoples. The budget includes up to $5 billion in sector-agnostic loan guarantees for resource projects undertaken by Indigenous communities. It's spending close to $1.2 billion on primary and secondary education and infrastructure in First Nations reserves, and $918 million for housing and infrastructure. The government is also developing an alert system for missing Indigenous women, girls, and gender-diverse people. Foreign policy and defense. The Liberal government plans to boost military spending to 1.76% of GDP by 2030, including $8.1 billion over the next 5 years and $73 billion by 2044. The budget earmarks $1.6 billion over 5 years for lethal and non-lethal military aid for Ukraine. It includes $350 million over 2 years to respond to large-scale humanitarian crises and $159 million over 5 years to support the transformation of Global Affairs Canada. Foreign credentials. An additional $50 million over 2 years will bolster the Foreign Credential Recognition Program to help workers in construction and healthcare. Ottawa also planned to spend $77.1 million on integrating internationally educated healthcare professionals with new training positions. Asylum claimants. The budget includes $1.1 billion over 3 years to extend a housing assistance program for asylum claimants, plus $274 million over 5 years for immigration and refugee legal aid. It also includes $743.5 million over 5 years to strengthen the asylum system and streamline the claims and removal processes. Artificial intelligence. Ottawa is setting aside $2.4 billion in the upcoming budget to build capacity in artificial intelligence. The bulk of the money, $2 billion, is going towards improving access to computing capabilities and technical infrastructure. Another $50 million over 5 years will support workers who could be affected by artificial intelligence, including in the creative industries. The government also plans to fund a new AI Safety Institute of Canada and Transport Canada technology to use AI to screen Canada-bound air cargo. School food program. Ottawa is spending $1 billion over 5 years on a national school food program that aims to provide meals for 400,000 additional children. Loans for child care centers. The Liberal government plans to provide more than $1 billion in low-cost loans, grants, and student loan forgiveness to expand child care across Canada. Public service. The federal workforce will shrink by about 5,000 full-time employees because of natural attrition over the next 4 years, part of an effort to cut costs. This report by the Canadian Press was first published April 16, 2024. The Canadian Press.